This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The fall foliage season has arrived in North Carolina, and despite recent storms, it's expected to be better than average this year for leaf gazing. Says who? Well, Gary Walker, professor of biology at Appalachian State University, that's who. And he joins us from his office in Boone. Professor Walker, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Frank.
What kind of a season is it going to be? Really good?
Yes. Actually, the last few years haven't had that great fall leaf color foliage, but this year is shaping up to be a little better than the last few years, despite the hurricanes and the high winds we've had.
So what makes a good season?
If we have a wet spring and summer where the trees are able to make lots of sugars, and that's followed by a dry spell with a dip into the temperatures down into the high 30s, and then clear days and cool nights, that sets the stage for the best possible conditions.
Well, that sounds great. North Carolina is said to have one of the most extended fall foliage seasons. Why is that true?
Well, we have such a wide range of elevations here, and with that, a change in different tree species across those different elevations. So now at our highest elevations, up above 5,000 feet, we're already starting to see some really beautiful fall color coming in. And then this will progress down the slopes as the season progresses so that over the course of the entire month of October, you can find nice fall color at different elevations here.
So how does a place like North Carolina differ from other famous foliage locales like Vermont, say?
Well, in Vermont and the other parts of the Northeast, their primary leaf color tree is the sugar maple, which indeed has some of the most brilliant fall foliage. But here in the southern Appalachians, we have a very high species diversity of trees, a lot of different kinds of trees, the highest anywhere in the temperate region of North America. And so each of those different species of trees bring their own particular colors to the fall foliage. So our foliage here is not just based on sugar maples, but many other different kinds of trees.
Now, I'm guessing the mountains are probably the best place to see the foliage in North Carolina.
Absolutely, and starting at the higher elevations and then progressing downward.
And what's the peak time? Are we pretty close to it now?
We are. Starting at the highest elevations this first week of October, certainly is going to have some nice color, progressing into the second week down here at about the elevation of Boone into the third week of October, and then finally towards the end of the month, a little lower elevations down around the 2,000-foot level.
Now, when it comes to fall foliage, you are our go-to guy, and I just wonder how you got to be known as the Leaf Man.
I kind of inherited that. I had a predecessor here at Appalachian State University who had done fall leaf color predictions, actually a couple of them. And then one of my mentors when I was a graduate student at Western Carolina University, Dan Patillo, taught me a lot about fall leaf color.
So where's your favorite place to watch the leaves?
I'd have to say up on the Blue Ridge Parkway in the vicinity of Grandfather Mountain, the rock outcrops and the trees there, along with the evergreens, the spruce and fir trees at that elevation, make a nice, spectacular view.
All right. Well, we will try to get out this weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Gary Walker is a professor of biology at Appalachian State University in Boone. Further east, Pride Fest 2004, North Carolina's annual gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered festival, is this weekend. The 20th anniversary celebration begins Friday in Durham with the first annual Pride Promenade. Festivities for Pride Fest 2004 will be held all weekend long in Raleigh, Durham, and Greensboro. Keith Hayes is an organizer for the event, joins us on the line to tell us about it. Welcome, Keith.
Hi there.
How did this Pride Fest get organized, get started?
Well, we've been doing it for about 20 years now. Looking back to the very first one, it really was occasioned by the beating death of a young man along the Eno River who was presumed to be gay. And that kind of sparked an ad hoc protest. And we built on that. If you come out to the Pride Parade now, what you find is a very positive and fun and uplifting event, and it's really for the gay community and the straight community alike.
What kind of events can we expect?
Well, of course, the highlight is the parade, which is, I guess, probably the biggest parade in Durham. It's about a mile long. It takes an hour for all of our floats to get out there and get back. There's a very big vendor fair and speeches and rallies and music on Duke East campus. That runs from 12 to 3, and the parade itself is from 1 to 2.
You talked about the origins of this event and the fact that it's been building for 20 years. I wonder if it was difficult to gain support for the event.
We've had a great deal of support in recent years from the town of Durham, from Duke University, and it's one of the reasons we've been holding the parade there every year since 2001. what we find every year is that there are more and more merchants along 9th Street and Broad Street who really want to be involved, either as official sponsors or by decorating their shop windows. And no, it has not actually been difficult to build support at all recently.
Well, you know, over the past few years, we've seen a lot of mainstream acceptance of the gay community, at least on television. You've got shows like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Queer as Folk, and Will and Grace. That's just a few of them. And I wonder what it's been like in the Triangle. How quickly has the area grown in its support?
I think that the area is very supportive. I think the unfortunate thing is that the support for the gay community is, I don't think it's that deep outside of the Triangle, excepting perhaps Asheville. So the kinds of freedoms and really safety that the lesbian and gay community enjoys in Durham and Chapel Hill and Carrboro are probably not enjoyed in Siler City or Dunn or Fayetteville as much. And we hope that events like this inspire other communities, gay people in other communities, to feel proud enough to come out and start changing things, and ideally to get our elected officials to take some steps to improve the rights of gay people in the state at large.
I guess it's not surprising that the Triangle might be a more comfortable area for gays and lesbians, but I wonder if you've seen if it is changing at all outside this area.
I, in my personal experience, it's probably not changing very much. We don't see a lot of movement in the General Assembly for a positive movement for gay people. So I think they kind of set the tone and for the state at large.
Well, getting back to Pride Fest 2004 this weekend, this is the first year you've done a promenade, but you're only doing it in Durham. Why is that?
Well, it's kind of got a critical mass in Durham. We have a lot of support, as I said, from merchants and vendors in the area. You know, what we'd like to see happen is for gay couples to come on out and hold hands and promenade, you know, from one arts event to a jazz event along 9th Street. As I said, if you think back 20 years ago, this Pride Parade got started because a young man was beaten to death along the Eno River because he was presumed to be gay. So it was unsafe, literally, to be gay in Durham 20 years ago. And it's pretty remarkable to me that this Friday night, you know, we can expect to see gay people holding hands and walking along the streets of downtown Durham without fear.
All right, Keith. Well, good luck. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Keith Hayes is one of the organizers of Pride Fest 2004. It takes place this weekend in Durham, Raleigh, and Greensboro.